This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hour, it's the DJV, as in Doug, Jen, Victoria. We are here with lots of people listening, thinking about getting more out of their radio time. This is very special. A lot of people spend time, and we want to make sure this is not a zero-sum game for you. I hope you're better off by having listened to our conversation, taking a little of this and some of that. Whether we're talking about a few minutes of your time, some people a few hours. Can you imagine that? People spend hours listening to us, some of them going in the morning to work, and they listen to the podcast in the afternoon or to the whole show. You can find all that stuff on various podcast apps, but it's just nice to get a handle from people and hear from folks. Congratulations, by the way, to the winners. We gave away a bunch of audiobook CDs this week. And we're going to have a grand prize winner that we'll announce at some point in the next, before the 24-hour time window is up. All right? But anyway, the point I was trying to make in thinking about who's listening and what's going on here, I am very careful most of the time with what I know is your precious time. I don't want to steal any of your time, make listening to this program invaluable. Do we hit the high notes all the time, stuff that everybody is thinking about? No, but I think we're pretty good at putting the pieces of the pie together. Thus, the interest in this, clemency grants, Jennifer. President has commuted a number, I think, 14 people who have been let out of jail. They get their get-out-of-jail card free. Now, one of them is like...
For more than that, I think it's... Yeah, Blagojevich. Yeah. I think for more than that, there are people who are able to, with clemency, be able to vote again, get their life back in order. That's kind of the importance of a presidential pardon. A lot of people get pardoned after they've already served their jail sentence. And so as anything that President Trump does, it's always controversial. Presidents pardon people all the time. They pardon people, especially in their last year of their term in office. That seems to be what people do. But when it comes to Trump, everybody reads into it as to why he's pardoning certain people. So the list is former Illinois governor, as you mentioned, Rod Blagojevich, who was convicted for attempting to profit from selling Barack Obama's former Senate seat, if you remember that. But he's been in jail a really long time. I think he's been in jail 8 years.
Seven, 8 years.
So he's been in the slammer for a while. He received a pardon. Financier Mike Milliken, who pioneered junk bonds, pleaded guilty to extensive security law violation.
I don't know about Blagojevich, but Michael Milken is the perfect example of somebody taking that lesson and doing something with it. He has been fabulously proficient in helping people. Is a very smart guy. I don't think he ever should have gone to jail in the first place, but that's me. Anyway, go ahead, Jen. Sorry.
Former NYPD Commissioner Bernie Carrick, who pleaded guilty to tax fraud and other charges. Also received received clemency. This was one that Trump was rallied on by Jerry Rice and other members of the San Francisco 49ers. The former owner of the team, Edward DiBartolo Jr., was convicted of gambling fraud. He received clemency from Trump. Tynese Nicole Hall was caught up in drug distribution. Crystal Munoz was convicted of smuggling marijuana. She was given clemency. Judith Negron was convicted of health care fraud. And actually, it was kind of interesting. Alice Johnson is the name that constantly is now tied to Trump, and in fact there was a commercial during the Super Bowl featuring Alice Johnson. She was the person who was in prison for years and years and years, decades, because of drug charges, and it was the person that Kim Kardashian championed and went to the White House to get a pardon from President Trump, which she ultimately gave. She's been very grateful to the president for that pardon and said she was proud that he used her story in that commercial that he ran during the Super Bowl. But apparently there were several people on this list who she was advocating for, and so I saw an interview with her the other day where she basically said that the people that were in prison do it for doing things like she had done had received some clemency, and Tynese Nicole Hall and Crystal Munoz were a couple of those people on that list. So,
All right, who agrees? Did these people all deserve it, Victoria? What do you think?
I don't know the specifics to say, you know, I'd have to read more into it to see what I would really think. I don't have an opinion, honestly, about it.
As you went through the list, I did a nod, sort of a psychic nod, or my own head, who deserved getting the clemency and who didn't. I think most of the people, as I believe, white-collar criminals ought not to be in jail anyway. They ought to be providing a service for the public, because that's the only way that it makes any difference. Why would we? Now, the tab's up to almost $70,000 a year for some of these high-visibility people to be protected in prison. And why? That's like screwing us double time. You know, what are they? So Michael Milken shouldn't have been in jail 5 minutes. He was a genius. He created the junk bonds that created CNN, for example. So you go to jail for doing that? In our country? I mean, think about it. Okay, junk bonds, what happened to the people that held them? Some people won, some people didn't. But whether you like CNN or you didn't, or there are many other examples of the sort of stuff he creatively financed, but he helped in many ways, much more positive than negative, and has been that way since he had developed cancer inside and got out. But he had bad prostate cancer, as I remember, about 10 years ago, and he started a cancer institute. Put millions, tens of millions of dollars into that, and started a foundation here in Santa Monica. It's on the corner of the Milken Institute. I forget where, it's right downtown somewhere. They do nothing but grants and money to help colleges. And he still continued to make money in the market. So, stupid, putting people like that in jail. Blagojevich is a boob. He and Bernie Kerik are both a couple of boobs.
Bernie Kerik's the only one. I mean, just being a New Yorker, I know he's a bad dude, and he is really corrupt. He has been the whole time.
Very corrupt.
He was Giuliani's personal driver when Giuliani was made. There's so much just slime and dirt there. It's gross.
Yeah, but did it serve the public to have him go to jail? Or should he have been
Well, again, that's the whole white-collar debate. Does
driving.
It serve anybody to have... Right. I don't know. Yeah. But should there be ramifications for crimes? Absolutely.
Yeah,
I just,
right.
You know,
oh, absolutely. Me too. I'm not saying they shouldn't pay a penalty, but why the hell should we pay them to go to jail, which is basically what we're doing, instead of having them pay us for the harm that they did according to the justice system? They've harmed the public. They've harmed us in some way, shape, or form. That's what the justice system is supposed to be all about. We all know that's not always the case, because the government uses the justice system to get at people they consider to be their enemies. Back to tax fraud. Why the hell would anybody go to jail for tax fraud? Put them to work at a minimum wage thing and take all their money away from them. I mean, when Milken got out of jail, he had $300 million. And he had to forfeit $300 million, if I'm not mistaken, and he still had $300 million when he got out.
Well, recent example that I know of, my former neighbor, Mike the Situation from Jersey Shore, he gets out of 8 months of prison with Michael Cohen, and he buys a mansion. So that, to me, and they actually bought it while he was in jail. So that kind of made me scratch my head, too. I'm like, wait a second. Yeah. How are you in jail for tax evasion, and you're buying a mansion while you're in jail? I that doesn't seem right.
The optics don't seem to be too clever on that one either.
It also depends on who your advocates are. I mean, with any president, it's whoever's going to get your ear and whoever is going to make their case about why it was wrong. And, you know, are there thousands of people who are in prison that probably deserved pardons or commutations more than this list? Yeah, but with any president, it's whoever has the advocates around them that can get in their ear and make the case for them.
I don't have any problem with any of these people. I'm just telling you that in my mind, especially Kerik, is a real boob, and then some. And Blagojevich is just kind of a dummy. He never, you know.
I saw him on that season of The Apprentice. He's not that bright. I don't even understand how he even had a career where people voted for him.
A lot of people speculated at that time. I remember that was an act where he was trying to look really dumb on Apprentice.
Well, he's a very good actor,
because he wanted people to feel sorry for him before he went to his court case.
All right. focusing on the DJV podcast that you can get every single day. Most recent one that's posted now at the DJVshow.com or on Apple's podcast app, Spotify, you know, all the places where you get podcasts. We talk about the crash of the situation at the end of the Daytona 500. Also on the current podcast, focus on the Boy Scouts of America and their bankruptcy filing. More of that unfolding during the week. What an outrage. All the sexual abuse lawsuits against them. Good God. We have a focus on the great Michael Avenatti and his conviction following his attempt to extort Nike for millions of bucks. Now, there's a guy. He doesn't belong in jail, but he belongs someplace in a cage. Anyway, we also on the podcast celebrate National Drink Wine Day. Boy, there's a lot of publicity about that this week. And a little wine trivia announced how if you want to apply to be the next Gerber baby, you got an adorable child.
Are the age limits?
No, could we
apply?
So the podcast is there for your listening and dancing pleasure. As I say, it's on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, those places. You can follow us on social media, facebook.com/DJV Show, or on Twitter, @DJV Show. Calidrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calidrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime, Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Lap, top of the line.
Staples is the place for the best PCs.
At great prices.
And this week at Staples, in honor of President's Day, the HP Pavilion laptop with Intel Core i7 processor is just $569.99.
You save $260 on this super slim, stylish PC powerhouse.
But hurry, this and other PC deals are good this week only.
At Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 2/22/20 while supplies last.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Don't forget now, if you've got a problem with your debt, credit card debt hotline available for you to use 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, call this number, 800-560-6760, to reduce your payments. A lot of people who want that consultation, you start off for that, and then, you know, you go from there. So if you've got credit card, look at the $930 billion that we're in the hole for collectively as a country on credit card debt. So if you're in that, if you're part of that stat, call for a free consultation to see how you can reduce your payments. 800-560-6760. DJV time is 21 after the hour.
Do Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Big time for country music. Every year there is a, they call it a country music seminar. A lot of country music programmers go to Nashville during this week, and a lot of people who have country roots, singers, programs, all that stuff are all in town this week. And one of the things actually that's most on the mind is a couple of my friends who are there just got an email from a guy that I do business with who's there. And it wasn't, I mean, he's, you know, I have a talk later on today, but he said, call me here. And then the controversy about female artists getting the cold shoulder on radio stations. Survey released yesterday at this country music seminar. 10% of what's on the air. And this has been something that women have been talking about for, what, 2-3 years now. Only 10% of the airplay on country music stations are women artists. Which, you know, when you look at the number who are around, Jennifer, you're much more of an expert on this than I am, but it would seem to me all the women that we talk about here, by design, I think that we are trying to give more attention on this program to some of these artists, but wow.
And it's getting better. It really is. It's getting better because people are now talking about the fact that there was
10% get per.
Yeah, well, there was a female deficit, and Carrie Underwood and Miranda Lambert really talked about that a lot, and that has, I think, helped a little bit. Now, is it perfect? No, but at least people are aware of it. Look at all the award shows and all the strong artists that are up there now. I mean, they're actually getting some recognition.
Yeah. I just wonder why. Is it just the programmers are a bunch of sexist pigs? Is that really what it boils down to?
Well, I think, you know, they're playing the hits, and when people are more drawn to
country music fans are sexist pigs, then.
Well, I don't know if they're sexist pigs, but they're going after a certain sound, and that certain sound was bro country for a long time, and that was what was winning the day.
Yeah. All right, well, here some music from Carrie Underwood, Blake Shelton. They're going to headline Hometown Rising 2020, the Country Music and Bourbon Festival in Louisville. The lineup set for September 12th and 13th. This, by the way, is the second annual gathering. Live music performances and bourbon tastings. So what could go wrong with that? Carrie and Blake headlining the Hometown Rising. Dierks Bentley and Old Dominion are also getting top billing. John Pardee, Clint Black, Billy Ray Cyrus, Aubrey Sellers, and more on the Bill of Fare. Hometown Rising is held at the Highland Festival Grounds at the Kentucky Expo Center, a popular site that will stage a couple of consecutive festivals. Hometown Rising, and then the week-long Louder Than Life in September. Bourbon and Beyond, also September 25th to the 27th. So if you want to get some passes for Hometown Rising, they're on sale as of, Saturday? No, as of Friday, 10 a.m. local time, Eastern time, with single-day, weekend, and camping options available, and VIP packages as well. All right, so that's Hometown Rising, and the link up there. List of participants. Brad Paisley announcing dates for an extensive tour set to get underway in May here in our country called the 2020 World Tour. His new schedule carries him around North America and also over into Europe. Starts on the 15th of May at the Concord Pavilion in Concord, California. And then it goes all across the country and all around through late September. Going to Washington and Cincinnati. There's some good amphitheaters here in this list. In July, Paisley's going to Europe for a series of dates, playing festivals and headlining gigs in Norway and Sweden, Germany, and the Netherlands as well. Excuse me, you don't think of them as country music strongholds, but they obviously are. Otherwise, they couldn't, you know, get anywhere with all these different venues. Most of the tour is going to have Jordan Davis as well as Gabby Barrett, whose single I Hope is climbing country airplay charts right now. Tickets on sale now as part of the Live Nation Mega Ticket. A portion of the sales will go to the Grove and free grocery store.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I did the right thing.
Former New York mayor, now President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says President Trump did not ask him to do anything in Ukraine to further Trump's political career. Giuliani says he was legitimately looking into corruption there involving former VP Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden and the company the younger Biden worked for.
I was so effective that I discovered a pattern of corruption that the Washington press has been covering up.
On Fox News, Giuliani says it was Biden who, as vice president, threatened to withhold U.S.
aid from Ukraine unless they fired a prosecutor looking into the alleged corruption involving the Bidens. Biden yesterday telling CNN he did nothing wrong, as the prosecutor in question was actually not investigating corruption enough. An Amtrak train collides with a car at a crossing in Jupiter, Florida yesterday, killing a mom and two children in the vehicle. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Before at the hour now, what's brewing, what's cooking, what's happening? That's our job here on the audio on the airwaves DJD program. Jennifer Horn is here. There are people who have tried Victoria and Karen, Jennifer, over the years to get me to do the program like Warren Eckstein does his Saturday Pet Show on Facebook, so you can see everybody or whatever's going on from the studio. I think what a menagerie it would be if we all had cameras in our studios and everybody could see how we looked in our pajamas and nightgown. And
no thanks.
Bathrobe, yeah.
Ass. Makes it, yeah. My camera will be blocked out.
Yes. All right, speaking of blocking things out, let's get to the undercover work that's being done in Florida, the straight poop on poop in Florida. What is the story, Victoria?
Well, if you're in Fort Lauderdale and things smell a little bit funky, it's because more than 206 million gallons of toxic sewage has spilled into Fort Lauderdale waterways.
Ooh.
Now, here's just to let you know what that really looks like. 206 million gallons of sewage is the equivalent of 312 Olympic-sized swimming pools full of poop. Just to paint that picture. Yeah. Now the state of Florida is stepping in. I can't believe they've waited this long. It's been 2.5 months, but they've now stepped in. They fined the city of Fort Lauderdale $1.8 million. Apparently, they only have until March 31st to pay that amount. And this issue first began in December of last year. The city's aging sewer pipes broke. Gross. And discharged raw sewage 7 times into multiple neighborhoods and tourist destinations. I am shocked that this is just now making national news. Because if you think about it, a lot of people go to Fort Lauderdale in, you know, November, December, January, February. Like, it's, you know, it's a great destination in Florida.
I think Fort Lauderdale is more desirable. I don't care for the cities that are real south on the East Coast. Once you get below Delray into Boca, I don't think it's that wonderful.
But Fort Lauderdale is really popular. Yeah. And yeah. I can't
Boca might be looking better this time of year.
Yeah, right? If you want to go, yeah, the poop highway here. So, yeah, so apparently all these pipes have been, are breaking. They're discharging the raw sewage into the neighborhoods. The most recent spill was January 30th when millions of gallons of sewage began spouting out of the pipes buried under Fort Lauderdale's George English Park, which is actually the home to the city's famed George English Lake. So if you imagine people strolling around the lake and then literally sewage is boiling up from underneath the ground. And so all the fish have died in the lake, naturally. Everything's gone. The crabs, oysters, barnacles, plankton, the whole shebang is all gone. And they even say that people have spotted manatees swimming in the raw sewage. So the city says that their sewage system is more than 50 years old, and they are investing $600 million to upgrade it. But the mayor says that it's going to take another 18 months.
You're
going to
dig up all the roads and put in new plastic pipe and instead of the lead pipe or the old most of that old stuff actually is clay pipe. Excuse me. And that, after a while, just disintegrates. And the lead pipe, certainly you don't want that carrying your water around. So, but we've gone through that in Framingham, where I live, ripped up every street in town, every single street over the past.
Well, you guys got to the problem before sewage was floating around, in your waterways. Yeah. So they're way behind the eight ball now in Fort Lauderdale. So tickets to Fort Lauderdale just
have a nice time.
Get
a good
drive,
right? Have a nice trip.
You can thank us here
for your nose.
Help yourself. Yeah. Michael Bloomberg says that if he is elected president, he will sell his massive media company. If he's elected, he says, I will offload the company, which will make the people who have been trying to buy it from him for the past 15 or 20 years very happy. So you can imagine, if the guy's worth $56 billion now, that company will fetch, I'll bet you, easy $100 billion on the international marketplace, maybe more. He's got 20-some-odd thousand employees, offices all around the world. This thing is the most accurate way to predict what stocks and the markets are going to do, companies are going to do, that sort of thing. So he says, I will sell. And I'm trying to remember what Trump said. When he went into office, Jennifer, do you remember whether he said he was going to sell, he would sell?
He said he would divest himself, and that's what he
did. But did he?
Yeah.
He did.
That's questionable.
Does anybody really believe that the kids don't talk about that on Sunday dinner, like
exactly
around the table? But Trump, go ahead. Excuse me.
No, it's all right. Look, you're going to believe it if you like him or you don't. I don't know.
Yeah, right. I buy that. Yep.
Yeah.
You're right.
He hasn't been out there profiting. People will make cases that he has been, but he's also lost a lot of money as president. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But once he leaves office, whatever temporary loss, and I'm saying that in like air quotes, he stands to make a lot of money.
But I'm not talking about speaking engagements, Doug.
No,
that's
but Obama's
separate.
Got
Obama's a book deal, a production company. They got a couple of hundred million bucks
beyond,
now.
I'm talking about Trump's core real estate business.
Yes.
It's separate from the additional things that he will be able to do.
Well, I don't know what else he'll do. He has no other interests and really no other abilities.
And I highly doubt Netflix is going to give him a production company.
No.
I don't think
so. No.
Yeah.
But he might do more of that sort of thing.
He has licensing deals all over. All right, whatever. Yeah. It's fine. Just watch when he's no longer in office and we see more and more Trump hotels. The deals have already been in place. You're going to see a hotel in South Korea. You're going to see there's already two licensed in Turkey.
It's just, you know, happens.
But all over China. That's, you know.
These guys.
A lot of his deals are, you can absolutely see, you can put the dots together and it completely clears the path for future business of Trump hotels.
Exactly. Like Hunter Biden and his.
With the political realities as they are, what these people get
Hunter
paid
Biden
is a guy
the president of the United States.
In Massachusetts who was just indicted yesterday or the day before, a state rep who gets $69,000 base pay as a member of the House of Representatives. He gets $3,000. I don't know. By the time he's done, he maybe makes $100,000 a year. But he's a gambler. So he's spent 3 to 4 times his earnings every year gambling and lost most of it. So he's been borrowing, quote-unquote, what is, you use the term air quotes, is that what you say?
Air quotes.
Air quotes around. He's been borrowing money from his campaign fund.
Well, just to send flowers to his girlfriend, so that's
nice. That was it. Pay for his car, pay off the loans, the debt, all that.
This guy sounds like he clearly has a gambling addiction. But, but separate from addiction, how do people not think that campaign finance isn't going to come and bite them in the butt? Like that, if they're misappropriating their campaign funds, how do people think that they're not going to get caught?
They all do, though. They all think they're going to get away.
But there's enough loopholing.
All
you can
stupid.
Fiddle. Okay, so here's what you can do. This doesn't take a genius to figure it out. Put the people on your staff who are members of your family. That's legit. So you pay your wife a salary, and she pays the bills out of what you pay her, and she doesn't really have to do anything. I mean, there's all kinds of ways of using this dough. It doesn't take a genius to see how you can work around it. If you're that stupid, like this guy in Massachusetts was, to blatantly use the money right out of the campaign to pay your bills instead of paying your family or whomever and then having them pay the bills, it just shows you that the guy's not that bright, frankly. Now, speaking of that, I need
you want some other local Massachusetts news?
Sure, why not? Help
did
yourself.
You hear that Plymouth Rock has been graffitied?
Yes, I did see that. Yeah,
that's really unfortunate.
Well, I don't know how they got onto it. This is,
The
Rock, by the way, is
I'm
not
sorry.
That big.
It is.
It is.
Dumb.
Yeah. I remember
I
seeing
so
it, and I was like, what?
Yeah, I was so excited to go there, and I was like really
nothing there. Yeah.
Happy. Right. And I was like, oh, is this the replica of The Rock? And
that's what I thought, too. I thought it was fake.
That's The Rock. But there's a cage around it. Somebody had to work really hard to get in there, to get down to The Rock to deface it. I mean, the bars, by the way, are an inch thick. If you remember, when you look down on it, remember, there's a cement form, there's a foundation, and then the steel cage and the roof that's over it. And so to get through that, somebody must have brought a torch to cut through the re-rod that holds up the roof. I couldn't imagine getting in there any other way.
Well, and then there's another statue. I guess there's a statue that has red graffiti paint all over it, too.
The first sailors, the tribute.
It's a statue of a pilgrim or something. Yeah, I'm looking at the picture of it. Yeah, it's horrible. But this is the 400th anniversary of the Mayflower arriving.
Yeah.
So
there's
a lot of attention on Plymouth Rock, Plymouth Plantation, the town of Plymouth, things like that.
Yeah,
but that's too bad that people are just, you know, that disrespectful.
It speaks to that. It speaks
so were people that small back then that rock looked big?
Well, they're pretty small. Remember, most of the ships, like the Mayflower, if you go into the replica of the Mayflower that's in Plymouth Harbor and you walk downstairs, or any of the replicas of the old ships that came over in that era, all of the door jams are 5 feet tall because that was the average. You were big if you were taller than 5 feet. So all the beds are all 5 feet or less because people, you know, if you're not 5 feet tall, you don't need a bigger bed. And most of them, one of the things that's really, it shakes you to the core when you understand or look at the conditions those people lived in for 3 months coming across the North Atlantic. There were sometimes four people sleeping in those beds. We were talking about bed bugs off the air. You talk about dirt, filth, horror. They pooped in pots, and they didn't empty the pots, but every other day or something. I mean, they were down. It was just awful. Good God. And then how many of them survived?
I don't think about how any of us could have made it, like, during those days, during the pioneer days. I mean, imagine going across the country in a covered wagon. Like, could any of us handle that? We're such wimps.
Yeah. Oh, my God, no.
Not today.
I, like, get upset if I don't have, a nice Uber car when it picks me up.
Exactly.
Like, I could never
bounce around in a wagon. One of your nails breaks is a tragedy if you have a broken nail. Look out! 45 past the hour. On Your Hidden Power, the podcast that I do that focuses on metaphysics and the extrasensory stuff that you have, we all have it. The latest Your Hidden Power, number 130. You look at, go to yourhiddenpowershow.com. There's a formula for energy that can help women through difficult times that you'll want to listen to. A lot of women who lose their energy, a lot of trauma healing, that sort of thing.
What time is the show on?
Yeah. Well, well, you can go to it right now, Jennifer, if you want to. This is why we go through the next commercial break. You can get the gist of it in the next commercial break coming up here. Just go to Apple Podcast app or Spotify or all those other places where the podcasts are available. You can just listen to it at DJV Show. I'm sorry, at yourhiddenpowershow.com. Maybe we ought to, Kara, put it over on DJV Show so people can listen to it.
Let's so just if start you need right some now.
Healing, get the latest episode of Your Hidden Power, episode number 130 at yourhiddenpowershow.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We are bringing Common Sense back in podcast form.
It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Each week, we delve into the topics that get people riled up the most.
From parenting and our families to the dangers of political correctness, gun rights, and even sex robots.
Nothing is off limits.
We're just two moms, unfiltered, telling it like it is.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but
I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Now, 53 past the hour, time from our visit from 4. How about we do 4? It's time for our weekly visit with the pet doctor. Actually, that you could be a doctor. You could have a doctor of philosophy in taking care of people who need to understand their pets, right? You've done that for 40-some-odd years. So you should have an honorary doctorate from some elite school. Like, do the commencement address at UCLA, and they give you an honorary doctorate in pet studies or something, right? Doesn't that make sense?
Every school I went to kicked me out. The next was, right?
Well, now they can see their evil ways, the error of their evil ways. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show is here. The city of Denver, and the mayor there, says he's going to veto an ordinance that was set to remove the city's pit bull ban. The mayor is Michael Hancock. Says he will exercise his authority as mayor to veto the legislation. It's the first veto in his decade-long mayoral career, so this must be important to him and to his constituents. He said he didn't think the legislation fully addressed the risk to severe injury that can result from attacks from these particular breed of dogs. So what say you on that, the focus on pit bulls, which is most of the time pretty unfair? I think we all agree on that. So,
it goes back to something I've been saying for years. You cannot blame a breed of dog for ignorant people that have that breed of dog. So, in other words, let me give you an example. And I had this fight many times. Let's say in Los Angeles, tomorrow, we banned every pit bull or pit bull type dog there is. We banned them all, got rid of them. There's not one here. What do you think the drug dealers and the crazy people are going to be doing? They're going to be getting German Shepherds. They're going to be getting Rottweilers. They're not going out and getting Cocker Spaniels and Chihuahuas, let's face it. So, in other words, it's your drug dealer, your crazy person, your gangster is the one that's breeding. The other day, I'm walking in Venice Beach, right near you, Doug. I'm walking right along the boardwalk. I should have stopped and said hello to Daisy. Anyway, there were people selling puppies, pit bull puppies, on Venice Beach. And what the homeless do is they breed them, they sell them, they keep breeding them and selling them. So it's not a breed problem. It's a people problem. And let me tell you, having trained the Buster Brown dog and thousands of pit bulls and broken up more dog fights than I even want to think about, I have dreams about it at night, there's nothing sweeter than a pit bull. Nothing sweeter than a pit bull if they're brought up like any other dog.
Well, I think that's true. Then there are outreaches, if you will. Remember I told you the story about how we found, when I was with Meredith, we found a dog down at the Kill Center in New York, a Staffordshire, which is a type of pit bull. The sweetest thing, my God, I'm guessing she's still the sweetest thing. And you know, you get into these, people have these, whether it's a phobia or whatever, it's the news media does a lot to, I think, keep pushing this. Whenever you hear of a police department putting a pit bull to sleep, you know, it becomes a headline, police kill pit bull, you know, that kind of stuff.
It absolutely makes headlines. It's absolutely insane. There's no such, nothing wrong with it. Listen, Petey from Our Gang Comedies was an American Staffordshire Terrier. The dog I trained for the Buster Brown Company, Ty, was an American Staffordshire Terrier. This dog went to every shopping mall all over the United States, Puerto Rico, Hawaii, doing kids' promotions. Kids were on top of him. It's all how they're brought up. You cannot victimize someone. It's like, in other words, victimizing them because they're strong is like victimizing someone who's 6'7" and works out every day. Could be the nicest guy in the world, but he's going to be victimized just because of the way he looks, which is crazy.
Right. Well, the other thing is, too, with everyone being aware of rescuing, unless you find a tiny chihuahua, you're hard-pressed to find a dog in a shelter that doesn't have some pit bull in it. You know, I mean, we had a foster dog yesterday, beautiful, just goofy big puppy, 8 months old, and he's a pit mix with a fox terrier. So he has a fox terrier head, and you can tell that he's got some pit in his body, and he's just the sweetest, goofiest boy. But, like, you know, rescuing is wonderful, and clearing the shelters is important, but to have a law like that, what's the city of Denver going to do? Go back to breeding purebred because we need more golden retrievers? They're wonderful dogs, too, but they're so overbred, and it's just going to create a whole new problem.
Well, I know there'll be a whole new breed coming in. So the same people that are bringing up these pit bulls in an aggressive way and beating them and fighting with them, they're going to go to a different breed or they're going to go to a mixed breed. So you're not resolving the problem. The problem is not the dog. The problem is the people. It's not the bottom of the leash that's the problem. It's the person holding the leash that's usually the problem. And in this case, yeah, I have never been more adamant about letting people know that you can't blame a breed of dog. You just can't, like blaming a breed of person. You can't blame a breed of dog because they're powerful and they're big just because someone else chooses to use them in a negative way. It's just insane.
All right, I just took my microphone off of the stand and stuck it in front of Daisy's nose. And she was about to have something to say. Right?
Oh, really?
Finally, some intelligent conversation. That's what I wanted.
Okay. All right, there's one. Check out thepetshow.com, please.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.